Next question is Robles, last name Robles, first name Aritzbeth, 7522. This 1 year old child comes in with fever, recently had tubes placed in his, in her ears. She's not eating. And becoming more lethargic with decreased urinary output. This is a 1 year old child, appears tachycardic with fever in the office with loss of appetite, status post ear tube placement recently. I'm sorry. Patient has had a history of feeding tube, not ear tube, feeding tube in the past. And the feeding tube has been dislodged, and there's drainage around the G tube at this time. Patient had a negative strep, flu, and COVID testing done here in the office. The child is awake, but mom is concerned that becoming more lethargic. She weighs only 19 pounds, has had no vomiting, has had diarrhea, but that's common for the child. COVID immunization, none. Medication, unreported at this time. Surgery, feeding tube. Allergy, none. Social. No exposure to smoking. And childhood immunization apparently up to date. Medical problems, prematurity, born at 6 months. Had a feeding tube off and on at Texas Children. Because of failure to thrive and not gaining weight. 97%, that's under review of system. O2, 97%, weight 19.4, 98.2, 34, 123, heart, tachycardic, lungs, the kidney, abdomen, soft. There's a drainage about the G2, neurological non-focal skin treatment, no rash, and there's no evidence of meningitis. Given patient's dislodgement of the feeding tube, it's very important to go to the Texas Children to have it replaced. If not, she would have to have another procedure done from the top to have it replaced. This was discussed with mom. They will go to Texas Children right away. Patient's strep, flu, and COVID tests were negative at this time. Discussed with mom at length before leaving. Thank you.